Before we go further as well, I want to open up an opportunity if someone has a testimony, because by our testimony, it helps. Usually our testimony comes about because we've the faith of praying for something. We have faith to ask God. We have faith in believing that, Lord, this situation is taking over my life right now. This situation has come into my house right now, and it needs to be gone, you know. By faith, I need more income for the bills that I got, or I need this or that. You name it, you know, we live this life one day after another. And for us, it's a faith walk, don't you agree? We just never know what's going to come out the door. We don't know what that phone call will bring. We don't know what that next, you know, letter in the mail that you get and something has gone awry. And so we walk a daily walk of faith. And I think with our testimonies, I know in my life it's helped me develop my faith. Has it helped you develop your faith? As we go through things, and God is so caring and loving that even though we go through a situation, I've seen His hand take care of it for me. And I come through it and I go, oh, thank you, Father God, for handling that for me. Thank you, Lord. And that does what to me? It just adds another energy cell, if you would want, in my faith battery. You know, it's like it's charging up again and again. So, as we think about this, would anybody have anything that they would like to share on a testimony of just what God has done or doing, has done? Could be in the midst of doing something. Oh, hold on just a minute, Jan. Let me get you the microphone here. Okay, it's all set to go.
Well, my name's Jan. A few months ago, maybe 2 months ago, it seemed like I was being attacked by the devil in so many different ways. My pain medication was stolen by a family member. Of course, when you're in pain management, if your medicine is stolen, it will not be replaced. So then, of course, I had great concern of what I was going to go through because I didn't have my medication. Not just pain-wise, but maybe withdrawals, which I've never had a drug issue, so I didn't know what I was going to be facing. I had, of course, been taking care of Mona 24/7 for 2.5 months, and so I negated to pay my Medicare D. This all happened in a week time. It hit me. Okay, first no medicine, then can't get more medicine, and then I forgot to pay the Medicare D. Well, in doing so, let me let you all know that with Medicare D, if you fail to pay that, they can terminate you. And in doing that, they make it to where you cannot sign up for any other program until October, and then again not get medicine till January. So that would have meant that I would have been without medication, my heart meds, whatever, you know, my blood pressure, all that good stuff. I would have been without that until next January. And the third thing that hit me was I was trying to, I'm on a medication called Humira. I have Crohn's disease. And I've had 2 bowel resections, and I was facing a third one. And they put me on this medication, Humira. Well, that was $4,000 a week. And so, of course, you know, I don't have $4,000 a week. They said, well, would you like our funding department? And I said, oh, yesterday, you know. So, praise God, all in that week's time, I didn't go through withdrawal. Praise God. I made it till I got to my doctor's appointment and got, you know, another set of prescription. The Medicare D reinstated me, so I was not without my medication coverage anymore. And my Humira is now being sent to me by the manufacturer at free of cost. So I and this all happened in 1 week, didn't it, Pastor?
Yeah, it was literally week.
I came and saw Pastor on a Tuesday crying my eyes out and this and that, and then the next day something else hit. Oh, and then I forgot the other thing. My daughter, who's expecting a baby, they thought at first that the baby might have cleft palate, And that was in the same week, too. And I called Pastor. I said, we have to pray for my grandbaby that's coming because we think it might have a cleft palate. And thank God his next ultrasound came out perfect. So it was just boom, boom, boom. God just defeated the devil one time after another for me.
Amen.
It was truly, truly the best blessings. And so many of them in a row. I was even astounded myself that, you know, I could get that many gifts from God all in 1 week, you know. But I didn't despair. I really didn't.
No, you really... kept an upper chin there, you know. She shared with me, you know, her faith, and God has always been there for her, and, you know, he's good, and all these things, which is good. But I tell you what, when she was sitting across the table from me here and just going through that, you know, I'm going like, oh boy, whoo, sure glad God's here. You know, in my spirit, I'm probably thinking, are you hearing this, God? You know, this woman has some major needs, you know, $4,000 a week for just medication, and she's going to be cut off of Medicaid and not being reinstated for the whole year. And, you know, so we just began to pray, said all we can do is pray about it and ask favor of God to move upon those in the Medicare system to find favor to reinstate you due to, you know, your hectic schedule, and you allowed some things to lapse, which you didn't realize. And open Ozone. You get an envelope from Medicare, you better open it right away, because it's... Yeah, yeah.
And for that, I don't get any medicine now. I said, how do you guys go to sleep at night doing this to people? I mean, really? You know.
If I said, we'll forward you to our complaint department, hold on, please. Exactly. Okay, take it on the next one, you know. But it's all the rules and regulations and things. But that's where, you know, we ask God's favor. That's where we come and say, Lord, okay, and viably it might be a little bit on our situation, okay? Maybe I did this or that, whatever the case is. But, you know, have mercy on me, Lord, and forgive me, and open up an opportunity or make a way where there seems to be no way, and his word tells us these things that he does. And so we pray for favor. We pray that we ask that God handle these things on our behalf and work on the hearts of those that make these decisions, you know? And so... God is so faithful. He's a loving God, a caring God, and I would encourage you to go to him even more than you do now if you need to when situations come up. And so thankfully we got those in our church that we can pass along prayer needs, that we can pray about it on Wednesday nights, that we can turn it over to God and just let each one know that are there on Wednesdays what we're praying about and how powerful that is. So an answer to prayer, a good testimony, and a faith builder for sure. Anybody else? That's done. Yeah, this poor lady, she was like, oh, boy.
I'll tell you, when it comes to Medicare, it's like, take me away. Well, the thing is, you know, I give God all the glory because... He healed me over 25 years ago, and I went back to work, and I had it all. They told me I could go back to work. They saw that, you know, I was cleared. And then I'm thinking, oh, I'm working so hard. I wonder if I could retire. And I had called about that, you know, or at least work shorter hours, and she says, well, you know, we can't see you've been on disability. Oh yeah, I was on for like 4 years on disability with the MS, and you might have to pay that money back. And so I said to her, I says, you know, because I wanted to go back to work after I got healed and I was able to work. Am I going to be penalized for wanting to do that? Well, she says, you'll have to make an appointment with the Social Security Department. I made the appointment. It was a month away. And she says, bring your doctor's release for going back to work. Well, my husband just about a year ago threw everything away out of the files over 20 years ago. I'm going, oh, no, I don't have it. But I had on the back of my book, I thought, the information on unbridled stuff, I had that I could take with. And they get an idea where to look. Well, I finally got the courage and to check into it. And we went down there, and I told them what I wanted. I wanted to just see if I could retire or even, you know, get on Social Security, or do I have to pay it back or whatever, you know, or can't. I just need to know. Just tell me one of three things so I can get it in my head. And he looked at it, and he says, are you working? And he typed everything in, and he said to me, he says, what I'm seeing, he says, said my age, he says, you can retire today. I says, well, don't you need my doctor's slip or this? He said, that has nothing to do with it. He says, you've worked all these years. That's why, you know, that's, and he says, being that, I says, I work full time. I'd like to go part time a little bit. And he says, you can work full time and be on Social Security. I says, you're kidding. He says, no, because you're 66. He says, I want to ask you, why'd you wait so long to come down and check? I says, because I was afraid to. I didn't know if you'd make me pay everything back. He says, that has nothing to do with it. So I
Hallelujah.
Work very hard hours. I am eventually, I'm not sure what friend. Time frame. I'm going to go down to, well, it's still full-time hours, but shorter hours.
Shorter.
Yeah. Go from 39 to 30 hours, which would be great for a while.
Amen. Yeah.
So I can maybe, and they'll probably be different hours, so maybe I can come to church and be more wide awake.
More wide. That's why she wasn't here last week, right?
Yeah.
Because she worked so many hours.
Yeah.
She goes in like Friday and works all the
Friday
way through till Sunday.
Friday morning at 7:30 in the morning, and I don't get done till 9 o'clock Sunday morning. So it's I don't want to say killing me, but it's getting too much. It's
wearing you down, yeah.
So I praise God
Amen.
For this.
Amen.
Because he healed me, so
Amen.
I can go back.
Amen. Healed her so many years ago, and isn't that interesting how that little voice of fear, that one lady that starts goes, oh, well, you might have to pay that back. It's like, well, thank you for that, okay? And all these times of you thinking and considering that and on your heart, and it's like, well, I don't know if I should. And then they give you, yeah, like anything else, 30-day or 45, 90-day, well, we'll have an appointment then. So that gives you even more time to think about it. Bless this. Yeah, yeah. And so there was another one of those times of praying that, Lord, you just have to move. And if nothing else, give you that calmness and assurity that it's in his hands. But it all worked out. But it's interesting how, see, that voice of that one person can put you in such a torment of fear and, oh, what am I have to do if I got to pay all this back? And where's that money going to come from? And we end up doing a lot of that worrying. And the enemy loves to get us worrying. The enemy loves to get us going in anxiety because it just takes your strength away. It takes your whole ump in even serving God and even trying to keep God first because your mind is thinking, well, God, oh, what? God, Social Security, God, Social Security. Yeah.
when
yeah.
inside you're going, oh my goodness.
Oh, oh, oh.
It's such a nightmare to deal with Medicare to get on Medicare. Like,
yeah, yeah, hi. So, wonderful.
Which way you go, this and that, you know.
Well, isn't that great? Our government gives us a lot of good testimonies. The branch of the government. They'll take care of it. They'll, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. But they're, yeah, I remember Don was sharing that a lot about, you know, what do I do? What if they're, I might have to pay this back. How's that going to work? Oh, you know, you're trying to add up your nickels and your dimes and pennies. And so, anyway. But another, you know, answer to prayer and a whole lot of relief, you know. And plus being able to look at things a little bit more clear to say, hey, I can do this and cut down to this to go to this and still survive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's those testimonies. Anybody else? What God has done? And, you know, people in the gentleman like that or anybody out there in these situations, they're in a despair. There is no hope. They're just like gutted, you know. It's like their life has been taken from them and then they slip up by accident or whatever, and that's the day, you know, all these little things just add up, and it's like, hi, yi, yi. It's that old thing, like, if I didn't have bad luck, I'd have no luck at all type thing. But how wonderful it is that, you know, when we know of situations, or, you know, and you just folks that are in that arm of the society and the systems of the courts and whatnot, see a lot of those sad things out there, you know, and families being just pulled apart and legitimately so in some instances, I mean, to protect the child, but then other times it's like, you know, try to get the family back and try to work with them. Just quickly, and if anybody else got something else we can share real quick, but we'll be wrapping this up. We, hearing some of these things taking place, 2 Corinthians 5:7, that we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, and that's such a hard thing to do when you try to tell somebody that, but you got to walk by faith, not by sight, not by what you, even by hearing sometimes, you know, not by what's been told to you, not by what I see in black and white on a farm, not by what, so-and-so had that same situation, and they told me it went this way, and it was bad, you know. We hear all those, and it's like, no, this is different. No, I'm going to trust God. No, I'm going to see it through, and God is going to be there and be my help. So we walk by faith. The next thing in Ephesians 3:12, we can confidently come before God. You know, we've talked about this in Hebrews too, of boldly going before the throne of grace. That as a child of God, when Jan or whoever in our body that, you know, has some tremendous things upon them, I for one can't handle it. I can't carry it. I have no weight in that, or strength, I should say. But I quickly want to go to God and boldly approach that throne and say, God, this person is sharing this about their life and what's taking place, and I don't have an answer for it, Lord. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but if I'm looking at it in the natural, I'm looking at it, it's a catastrophe. I'm seeing some major things happening that this person could just go down the tubes fast, Lord. But I boldly come to you. Don't timidly go to him. Don't, oh, hey, it's just me, you know, you okay, God, can I come in? But anyway, confidently, it says, in whom Christ we have boldness, and that's where that boldness comes from, it's the Christ in us, in whom Christ we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Faith in Christ, faith in what his work's done, faith in what he accomplished at the cross, faith in his resurrection, faith in him going and ascending into heaven. Even by telling his disciples, you know, go and share and spread this gospel, spread this good news. And then one other thing here too, we receive what we pray for. Whatever things you ask in prayer, believe and you will receive. You have to pray with a believing heart. You've got to pray and get rid of doubt, because doubt will overtake confidence. You just give doubt a little bit of a foothold, and pretty soon it's like that vine in your yard. You know, we got spring coming. Before you know it, you're going to start seeing weeds and things starting to grow, and you're like, "How did this overtake my yard?" And it's just kind of like the way it is when we have situations in our life, and we begin to have doubts in these things. All of a sudden, that little run of doubt just starts overtaking the whole situation. But you ask in prayer, believe that you will receive them. And then one last thing, Matthew 17:20. For assuredly I say to you that if you have faith as a mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it'll be moved. Nothing will be impossible for you. And I think as followers of Christ, I don't say it like, ooh, look at me, I'm a follower of Christ, and everything I'm going to say is going to move this mountain. I say it with understanding that who I am in Christ, and that when something comes across my path, or that I hear something that someone that I know or don't know, situation going on, that I can lift that up in prayer, whether it be things that you hear nationally, internationally, crazy things going on in the world out there. But you know what? I can sit in my house, I can sit in my lawn chair in my backyard or whatever, and it's nice and peaceful. But if something comes to heart, Lord, I pray for that situation over in the Middle East. I pray for that in our government. I pray for this or that, whatever is taking place that's out there. And I pray it knowing that God hears my prayer. Do you pray with an understanding that God is listening to you? Or do you pray with the hope? Well, I hope he's hearing me today. Because if you're praying with that hope, you've got to get past that and get into that realm of surety. And that surety only comes because of who I am in Christ, as well as who you are in Christ, right? It's not by my own ability. It's not by my knowledge. It's not by my power. It's not by who I know in the physical here on earth, you know. You can know the richest man. You can know the king and the ruler of many nations. That's not going to get you anywhere like God does, because of our kingdom is not of this place anyway, because our kingdom is up there. Amen? Well, kingdom is here too. We talk about that in the past. So just know that and be aware of that. And I do thank you for those that have shared some testimonies, and I've been aware of some of these things taking place, and it encourages me. It lifts me up to hear and to see these things taking place in our body here of what God is moving and doing. You know, we still keep Mona in prayer. We still keep Blanche in prayer. You know, Blanche's daughter that's dealing with some cancers and things like that. You know, whatever's going on out there, we thank God we got God to go to. Amen? Amen.